Hey beautiful people, welcome back to the Cherish Detail podcast. Oh my god, that sounded horrible. Anyway, you guys, I'm working on a new intro and like just bear with me because I'm going to be trying out new things. So hi, we're back. So yeah, I think that's enough. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So anyways, you guys, I'm finally done with my exams. I missed you guys, honestly. I hope you missed me too, because I actually missed you guys. Eid Mubarak to all our Muslim listeners. Yeah, we love you. Enjoy your celebration. Yeah, hi. So, as you can tell from the topic, we're talking about what do you bring to the table. So, you know, that question actually irks me so much. I'm not even going to lie. Like, personally, I've never been asked. But when I see it, like, on videos or whatever, it's always like, ugh. So, anyways. So, first off, let's just start from the beginning now. What is this table? Basically, this is a question that Israeli guys, but I think girls ask it as well, that people in relationship ask to their significant others, meaning what do you have to offer in this relationship. And I think somehow, some way, our generation has managed to streamline this into money and sex. So it's either you're bringing money or you're bringing sex. If you're not bringing any of those, you're not bringing anything to the table. And I'm like, well, number one, that's bullshit, but you know, we're just going to get into it. They are. So yeah, if you're on Twitter, basically you know where my inspiration for this topic got into. So basically, was it yesterday? I think it was, I actually don't know how this topic started, but I know that somewhere along the line, someone tweeted about how, oh, 30 plus men who are even joining Mount Axe under 23 girls, that is like girls are not up to 23 years old, what they have to bring to the table when most of these guys are still in like uni or still trying to figure out their lives. And you know, from that tweet, I actually understood it as she was talking about like financially, but it's not like it's just finances that she was like, that you can bring to the table. But in that aspect, she was talking about, because the context was, what can someone bring to the table financially? And she's like, a 30 plus man with all his, you know, things in order cannot be asking an under 23 year old girl to bring financially up to what he's bringing. That it's just not sensible. But people, as Twitter is now, everybody turned it around and turned it into, oh, so under 23 year olds cannot bring anything to the table. It became so messy, to be very honest. And like, that's where I got my inspiration for this topic. I thought I'd talk about my own opinion, because I have plenty. So basically, first off, like I said before, I do not like that question. That's number one. Number two, the question tends to streamline what you can offer to the table into two things. And that just makes no sense, because you'd see, or I'm just going to use guys for example. You'd see guys asking on Twitter or something, or what girls even have to offer to the table, and they're talking about finances, obviously, because that's what. And then you see girls in retaliation saying the only thing that guys offer or guys bring to the table is money. And because of this question, actually a lot of people now believe, both guys and girls, that the only thing guys can offer in relationships is money, and you think girls can offer in relationship is sex. So it just creates this dirty imbalance, and it's like, well, that doesn't make sense. I don't want just money in a relationship as a girl. And as a guy, if you want just sex in a relationship, you should not be in a relationship, because what is that? But anyways, like, okay, for example, now I saw one, I think it was a TikTok, and it was like, oh, if a guy asks you what do you have to offer in a relationship, like, and because maybe how do I put it, like some girls now in quote unquote are not putting out, so guys are like, oh, you're not giving me sex, so what else do you have to offer? And then the girl was like, basically there's emotional intelligence, there's love. I'm just going to say my own attributes, what me cherish, what I bring to the table, because I bring a lot. Like, I'm impactful, yeah. So like, there's emotional intelligence. No, number one, there is love. Like, literally, like, I'm going to shower you with love. A relationship should be based on love. So that's number one. That's what every person should want to bring to the table. Number two, emotional intelligence. And this is actually for both genders. Like, you should be emotionally intelligent and mature. Like, that is what you should bring to the table. Then general intelligence, like, don't just be a stupid person, not just that you're in touch with your emotions, so that's enough. Like, work on yourself. Like, if your partner is doing something that you're not interested in, try and know a little bit about that thing, so you guys will have something, you know, in common on that situation to talk about. Like, you guys have nothing else to talk about, but yeah. Then a listening ear, like, obviously not every time that somebody is telling you something, you have to respond immediately. Sometimes, like, somebody just wants to vent, just want to say, oh, this and this and this and this, and you just want you to listen. Like, it's not every time you should give advice. And there's also bomb advice, like intellectually sound, you know, insightful advice that, okay, this person actually knows what they are talking about. And if I do say so myself, I am a bomb advisor, I'm just saying. Then laughter. Me personally, this is my own, because I funny die. Like, I'm a funny girl, just saying. But yeah, like, laughter, you should bring happiness. Like, it's not every time you throw money at your problem, like, you say, okay, that's money, be happy. Like, what, you should be able to laugh with your partner. Then positive energy and vibe. Not every time gloom and doom, you're breathing as if no, the whole world is against you. Like, oh jeez, have some positive energy at least once in a while. My own personal, this is my own superpower, skincare. If you don't see, let me just tell you, I'm not selling my market, because me, I'm not, like, I don't even want, but just saying, like, your skin, you cannot date me and your skin will remain the same. It's not even possible, unless you don't like to listen, or unless you don't rate my advice. And cannot be together and you know it's my advice. Are you mad? So yes, skincare, that's my own. And I think everybody has their own little kinks here and there, like things that are unique to them that you can offer to your relationship. But because of the way, like I said, because of the way our generation has streamlined what you can offer to the table, all these things now, they seem kind of irrelevant. And oh, if it's not money or sex, it's, well, it's bullshit. But that's rubbish. Now, actually, yeah, I am. Most people have obviously watched this Blue Therapy. I think that's what it's called, Blue Therapy. The one I'm talking about in particular is that Paul and Trump. My God, if I see that Paul, I'll slap that his bald head, because that, he's mad. He's actually mad. And you can imagine, now, let me use Paul as an example. You can imagine, Paul works, Trump works, yeah. But basically, what Trump was complaining about was that Paul doesn't give her enough love and affection. Like, he just basically just throws money on his problems and expects her, well, he's bringing money to the table, so she can't ask for anything more. And she's like that, they barely talk, like he always comes back home late, da, da, da. And then, you know, in the heat of the argument, like, it got to a point here, Paul was talking about her being a full-time housewife, because she's like a social media influencer. So Paul was talking about her being a full-time housewife, because they had just started living together like 6 months ago, and all the things that Paul did in his own home, as in cleaning his room, you know, cooking for himself, Paul renegated all those uses to trauma. She was like, that it's not possible, because he did not meet her a full-time housewife, so he cannot turn her into one. And then you could literally see Paul actually started to say, well, what do you bring to the table? And she just caught him short, because she was already, like, she's working, she pays some of the bills, she cooks, she cleans, she does all the regular quote-unquote homekeeper stuff, as well as bringing money to the table. And she was like, you're not about to ask me what do I bring to the table. Now imagine somebody like Paul, I'm not saying everyone's like Paul, by the way, but imagine somebody like Paul now that already wants her to be a housewife,
asking her, who is not a housewife, what she brings to the table. When she's now that housewife that he wants, yeah, and he asks her what she brings to the table, because he doesn't believe that, you know, all those house things, that they are tangible, like I said, the streamline into money and sex. So he doesn't believe that those things are tangible. So if she was now that housewife now, and he asked her what she brought to the table, she would not have been able to respond. Do you understand? But he's like, that's the housewife that he wants. So basically, call number one, Paul's a bastard, he's a control freak, and God forbid, like, he's such a narcissist. I don't even want to get into that, because bro, I was so heated watching that thing. Like, he's such a narcissist. You would literally see the way he, like, even from the way he responds, his body language when she's talking, when he's saying his own things, like, you actually just need to watch it, to be very honest, like, because I cannot. Now, back to the topic at hand, what do you bring to the table? I already told you guys, like, other things that are not money that you can bring to the table, and like, I feel like it should actually be normalized. Like, people should stop talking about, oh, if you don't bring money to the table, da da da. Like, money is important, so don't get me wrong, money is important, but like, it's not everything. Like, you cannot base your whole relationship off money. Like, Jesus Christ, y'all need to stop. Now, for my ladies, if a guy should ever ask you what to bring to the table just because he's paying some bills and, you know, giving you the princess treatment that you deserve, because let me tell you, number one, you deserve princess treatment. Don't accept anything less than princess treatment, because what's, like, you are the prize, my darling. Yeah, I said that. But anyways, like, if a man should ask you what you bring to the table, then turn your back on him. What does he bring to the table? Because, like, money is not, you should not say the only thing you bring to the table is, oh my God, I just remember something. Guys, can you guys imagine that after the whole conversation that Paul and Choma had, and then the therapist lady, Denise, she was now asking Paul that, okay, how do you show Choma love? And he said, we live together. Basically, all the love, oh Jesus Christ, I just cannot. He basically said that the love that he's showing her is evidence in the fact that they live together, even though he comes home late. Can you just imagine? Like, who does that? But anyways, like, back to what I was talking about. I'm sorry for getting sidetracked. Yeah, but anyways, like, because what do you bring to the table? Like, what is that? And I don't know, but actually, so it is, and actually kind of resonated with me. Like, if your significant other, I said, person is a borderline narcissist or a very mad person, like, should actually ask you what you bring to the table, you know, the person actually has sense, yeah, then you might actually need to reflect. Because, like, in that blue therapy thing too, I think it was Deborah and Jamal. Yeah, Jamal actually, and Jamal looks, he seemed like, well, he had some problems obviously, but he seemed like, for the most part, a sensible enough person. So when he asked Deborah, what do you bring to him, it had a basis, basically. So yeah, so sometimes, like, you actually, if somebody is at the point where they have to ask you, well, what do you bring to the table, you might need to reflect. But if the person is a mad person who only brings money, and the person is like, hey, you don't bring as much money as I do, so you don't bring anything to the table, sis, cut him off. Like, you don't see, I have adopted this thing, like, you don't need any stress in your life, you need peace and happiness, because stress makes you break out. Stress is bad for your skin, it's bad for your health, it's bad for your sleep, it's bad for your work, your education. Stress is just no, like, anything that stresses you, it's not the beginning of the year, but anything that stresses you this 2021, even as it's me already, you need to cut it off. Yeah. So ask him back, what does he bring to the table? Or reflect, like, okay, maybe you're actually not doing anything. Like, because some people are just, both, like, it's a two-way thing. Some people are just way too in their own heads to realize that they are only taking and they're not giving back. And a relationship should be both, like you should give and take. So yeah, but if he's, like I said, if the person is a mad person that doesn't bring anything to the table, you better turn that question around and watch the rubbish that you see. Okay, babies. I had so much fun recording this year because I just want to keep it light, you know, simple, sweet, you know how I do. Yeah, but anyways, you guys, I think I've said everything that I have to say about, not everything I have to say because I have plenty of things to say, but within the time frame I give myself, because I don't want you guys, like, I don't want it to be too long. So within the time frame I give myself, I think I've covered as much as I can at this point. I hope you guys enjoy. Like, I want you guys to send your comments. Yeah, what do you guys think? What do you think you have to bring to the table? Do you think, have you been in a situation where you had to ask your partner what they brought to the table because you felt that they weren't doing enough? Have you been the one asked what you brought to the table? Was it because the person was a mad person or because you were actually not doing enough as a significant other? Yeah, so yeah, what do you guys think about the topic? What do you guys want me to talk about more? You know, just your comments, your recommendations, your you know, you get the gist basically. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. You guys can find me on Instagram at Cherished Utah, that's my personal page, and at Cherished Utah Podcast, that's the podcast page, obviously. I'm also on Twitter at Cherished Utah. We don't have a podcast page on Twitter yet, but I'm going to work on that. So, like I promised you guys, now that exam break was just because of my exams. Yeah, my exams were okay. They were fine as far as I can tell. The results will be coming out in a few weeks, so I would let you guys know that I am now your nurse tutor. Yeah. So thank you for listening. Okay, bye. That is all for today, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear your comments about the topic. So you can leave a voice message or DM us at Cherry Digital Podcast on Instagram. Subscribe on whatever streaming platform you're listening on. And also follow my personal page at Cherry Digital on Instagram and Twitter. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.